a struggling public radio station needs a new concept. Producer Shay Goldstein proposes a show where two exes will deliver relationship advice live on air. Her boss decides Shay and her work nemesis, Dominic Yoon, are the perfect co-hosts, given how much they already despise each other, and despite the fact that they've never dated each other. Neither of them loves the idea of lying to listeners, but it's this or unemployment. The show becomes a hit, and as these things go, Shay and Dominic start to fall for each other. In an industry where telling the truth is valued above all else, getting caught could mean the end of more than just their careers. The X Talk is Rachel Lynn Solomon's newest book. Rachel is a writer from Seattle. She's the author of several young adult novels, such as You'll Miss Me When I'm Gone and Today, Tonight, Tomorrow. And yes, she used to work in public radio. Rachel joins me now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Tammy. Thank you so much for having me.
The X Talk is your debut adult novel, and the main character is Shay Goldstein, who is hardworking and talented and maybe a little stubborn. And I read that you like to write books about ambitious, messy, sometimes unlikable girls and women who are trying their best, which really seems to describe Shay really well. And I'd love to know why you like to write this kind of character.
That is a really great question. Thank you. I think a lot of times in fiction, whether that's movies or TV, books, women are put into boxes and they are not really allowed to be difficult without risking losing the audience's favor. So in this book and in a lot of my books, I really like to write women and girls who are still figuring things out and making mistakes and stumbling along the way, because I think that's extremely relatable. And especially when I'm writing young adult, not everyone has everything figured out. And definitely one of the big themes in the book is Shay is struggling with this idea of being an adult and thinking she should have a lot of things in place by the time she's 29 when she really doesn't. And I think a lot of times men are given more of the space to make mistakes and that women are not. So I wanted to explore that a little bit.
So some comparisons with you maybe and Shay. She's a radio producer and she got into radio because her dad loved radio. We know that you have experience in public radio. What got you into radio?
It was actually a friend of mine in my senior year of high school. She was like, you've got to listen to this new show, This American Life, and you have to listen to this one specific episode. And it was an episode about breakups, and it hit me at exactly the right time because I was going through my very first breakup after my very first long relationship. And I was just kind of blown away. I think for a lot of people, This American Life is their gateway into public radio. And obviously it's hugely popular, but it has this ability to, I think radio has this magic ability to make you feel like the hosts are speaking only to you and that what they are dealing with is this intensely singular personal thing that you have dealt with. And that really sparked this lifelong passion for public radio. You know, I started listening to more shows after that. And then once I got to college and started studying journalism, I was very set on working in public radio.
So it seems that for a good romantic comedy to work, you've got to have witty dialogue and chemistry, and you really bring that alive in the X Talk. There are lots of scenes between Shay and Dominic that really encapsulate this tension and that banter and that chemistry. And one of my favorite scenes is, I'll set this up, Shay and Dominic stay late at work to try to get to know each other in order to do the show that they have to do. And you can really see the chemistry kind of brewing between the two of them. There's a little bit of sexual tension and some banter, and that really comes alive in that scene.
That is one of my was one of my favorite scenes to write. So a lot of it is really organic, and sometimes I get lucky and I put characters on a page and I just start writing and they are just like crackling. Other times I have to work a little harder for it and it takes a couple drafts before I'm like, okay, maybe they can accidentally brush up against each other here, or they can have some lingering glances or some kind of more suggestive dialogue here. But with these characters, it was just there immediately. And I think it's because they were immediately at odds. So Shay has been in public radio for 10 years. She is the more veteran of the two of them, and she's used to being the wunderkind because she started out at the station very young. Whereas Dominic is fresh off a master's program. He thinks he knows everything about journalism. He's never worked in radio, but everyone at the station loves him. So she really feels like her position is being overtaken by him. So there's a lot of this jealousy underneath her animosity for him as they butt heads and as they're forced to work together.
We're talking with writer Rachel Lynn Solomon. Her new book is called The X Talk. It's a romantic comedy about two public radio personalities who fall in love while pretending to be exes. Let's talk a little bit more about Shay and Dominic, maybe in the sense that they are characters who are in their late 20s. Do you think a romantic comedy speaks differently to a younger generation?
That's a really interesting question. I think a lot of times when people think romantic comedies, they think the movies that were big in the 90s. And I am definitely a fan of those kind of movies, you know, the You've Got Mails and the early 2000s, like Never Been Kissed. A lot of those were things that I grew up on. But when you look back at them through a 2021 lens at this point, you realize there are a lot of issues. I think so many of us have, you know, we call them like problematic faves, because you realize something that you loved as a kid or as a teen or even something from 5 years ago is not as great as it once was. Maybe it feels somewhat offensive even. So I think a lot of modern romantic comedies are not necessarily trying to undo missteps of the past, but they're trying to be as empowering for women and for both partners as possible. And what I love about romance novels and romantic comedies are really having a moment in the romance novel genre right now is that they center women, and I think in a way that I think a lot of other media doesn't. A lot of them are dual POV, but most of them are narrated just by the woman, and it is really focused on what she wants, both in a partnership, career, personal life, and I think they are just extremely empowering in that sense.
What makes Shay Goldstein such a good producer is that she knows a good story. What is, to you, the most powerful thing about storytelling?
I think it has to be the people themselves. And this was what really drew me to storytelling as a journalist, is finding these like incredibly human moments where someone is kind of peeling away almost like the layers of their brain and letting you inside and getting to this kind of raw emotion that I think because you don't have the visual and you just have their voice in your ear, it is such a kind of intimate, special moment. And Shay really loves those moments. A lot of times in radio, you call them driveway moments, right? Like the moment that makes you stop your car in the driveway because you have to finish that story before you go inside. And that was really what attracted me to radio too, is this sense that you are telling a story that you can only get through this medium. And Shay has just been entranced by that her whole life and been chasing that.
So I did do some snooping around on your website, and you've got a couple bits of information that I think are really interesting. One is that you sang and played keyboard in an all-girl band. And two is that you were once part of a group of people who broke a Guinness World Record for the most natural redheads in one place. So my question, what was your band's name and how many people did it take to break that record?
So the band name is slightly embarrassing because I think we used a band name generator. we were called Sicily Crypt, and I think we might still exist on MySpace. And if we do, it is extremely embarrassing. And then the Guinness Book of World Records, sadly, it has since been broken, but it was, you know, the most sunscreen I had ever seen in one place. All of those redheads on a sunny day. And, you know, when you have like a fun fact like that, you're just like, yes, I can use this for every like two truths and a lie game. But it was 890 people that it took to break that record.
That's Rachel Lynn Solomon. She's a writer from Seattle, and The X Talk is her new novel. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski. You listen to it twice, 'cause the DJ is asleep.